BBC News with Eileen McHugh. In a rare show of opposition to the authorities, thousands of Russians have marched in Moscow and other cities to commemorate the murdered opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. They are the biggest protests since those held on the first anniversary of the shooting. Demonstrators chanted and brandished placards against Mr. Putin and the war in Ukraine. The United States has condemned an attack on international officials who have been monitoring a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. The OSCE said on Friday that pro-Russian rebels had surrounded one of its teams of monitors. The US State Department called on Russia and the separatist forces it backs to immediately observe the ceasefire. Aid has begun to reach tens of thousands of people hit by famine in South Sudan after the United Nations negotiated access to areas controlled by rebels. The famine is the first declared anywhere in the world for 6 years. 100,000 people are facing starvation in Unity State. Pope Francis has said he's considering visiting South Sudan, possibly together with the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, to highlight the suffering there. Official figures show that there were more than 2,500 attacks against individual refugees in Germany last year. The figures also show there were almost 1,000 attacks on migrant shelters in the same period, a similar number to that recorded the year before. Morocco says it will pull back from an area in the disputed territory of Western Sahara that has raised tensions with Polisario Front separatists. The Foreign Ministry said the decision was taken by King Mohammed at the request of the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres. And the National Zoo in El Salvador has been temporarily closed after an attack on the country's only hippopotamus. Officials said the animal, called Gustavito, was in a serious condition after being repeatedly stabbed by intruders who broke in during the night. BBC News.